Among Frank Chin's many accomplishments, he can claim to have been the first Chinese-American brakeman on the Southern Pacific Railroad. He's proud of that, in the same way that he's proud of his Cantonese heritage. His people didn't come from the high culture of northern China, he says. No, they were like the railroad men, what he calls the eat-and-run midnight people. We were the badasses of China, the barbarians, he writes. We were the dregs, the bandits, the killers, the get-out-of-town eat-and-run folks, hungry all the time. Our culture is our cuisine. There are no cats in Chinatown. That's the tough guy image Chin likes to present. The author is railroad worker, Cantonese badass, American outlaw. Being Chinese in the United States, he says, is like being a virus staying a step ahead of a cure. Well, maybe yes and maybe no. There's a newer stereotype these days, in which the Chinese American wouldn't be a virus. He or she would be a biomedical researcher, working out the cure on a computer. But that's not a very promising image to work with when you want to write with wild intensity and a sense of sociocultural outrage. So Frank Chin doesn't put any Westinghouse science scholars in his new book. Just hardcore, old-fashioned residents of a West Coast Chinatown, with the author himself as number one outlaw by birth. Does that make for prose written with wild intensity and a sense of sociocultural outrage? You bet. The 8 stories in this collection vary from the realistic to the hallucinatory, from beautifully clear depictions of the lives of working-class Chinese Americans to kaleidoscopic tours of Frank Chin's own highly individualistic psyche. The realistic stories tend to be told in the third person. They happen in the vicinity of a character much like Chin himself, a young man named Dirigible, who grows up in and around the Eclipse Hotel in Oakland, California. The hallucinatory pieces are generally in the first person. They tend to incorporate more details from Chin's later life, his railroad work, his divorce, his life as a writer. Sometimes in these more uninhibited stories, Chin gets himself so worked up that he leaves the reader behind. But that's the fault of a very good writer who was willing to risk breaking his neck in every sentence. Frank Chin's fictions were not written by a faint-hearted storyteller, nor are they intended for the faint of heart. In fact, Chin has such an appetite for conflict that he finishes the volume with an attack on Maxine Hong Kingston, the celebrated author of The Woman Warrior. Chin accuses her of grossly misrepresenting traditional Chinese culture. This is not a dispute I would want to be party to, so let me simply say that Chin's own representation of Chinese culture, however realistic or hallucinatory it might be, is astonishing to read. The Chinaman Pacific and Frisco Railroad Company is published by Coffee House Press. If you can't find it in your bookstore, try contacting the press at Post Office Box 10870, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55458. For those of you who are still reaching for a pencil, here it is again. Coffee House Press, Post Office Box 10870, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55458.